Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi. This is your Picks Now update. We begin with some breaking news. First Lady Melania Trump making a surprise visit to the U.S. border. Right now, she is in Texas to get a firsthand look at the crisis of migrant children there being separated from their parents. She's the first member of the Trump family to make such a visit since the crisis caught national attention.
Facility, and which I know you housed children on a long-term basis. And I also like to ask you how I can help to these children to reunite with their families.
Later today, the First Lady will tour a Customs and Border Patrol Processing Center and a nonprofit social services center for children. And the First Lady's visit comes as Congress takes up two different immigration bills in the House of Representatives. Both will try to find a permanent solution to the separation of families at the border, but it's unclear whether either has enough support to pass. Angelica Alvarez has the latest from Capitol Hill.
The House will be in order.
The House of Representatives is preparing to vote on two different immigration bills, a hardline conservative measure that cuts immigration across the board, even legally, and a GOP compromise bill negotiated between conservative and moderate Republicans in the House.
What we want to do is just get something that can move forward, and we're right here. This is the closest we've been since I've been up here to actually have immigration reform and to move us forward and get us off this topic that we've just been spinning our wheels on.
The president has said he will sign either bill that passes out of Congress, but the GOP leadership has put its support behind the compromise bill.
We're hopeful that we can get to the number we need to pass the bill. This is what's going to help solve the immigration puzzle in this country. DACA, border security, end this practice of family separation in a definitive way.
President Trump signed an executive order on Wednesday, which temporarily ends the separation of families at the border. But it only lasts 20 days, which gives Congress less than 3 weeks to find a permanent solution.
I think the president is trying to address the issue on the border in a compassionate way and trying to do what he can from an executive standpoint. But it has to be addressed legislatively.
It may also be up to Congress to find a legislative fix for the children already separated at the border. The president's executive order does not apply to the 2,300 children already taken from their parents. Angelica Alvarez for CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Meanwhile, outrage continues over the immigration crisis at the southern border, and now an East Bay billboard has been vandalized to make a political statement. Take a look at this of the sign. The altered sign now reads, "We make kids disappear," signed ICE. Billboard is located in Emeryville on Shellman Street. It originally read, "We make junk disappear," and the infamous activist group known as InDecline has taken responsibility for the vandalism. And the move appears to be a response to the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy and the undetermined fate of the 2,300 children already detained. Time magazine also making a statement of their own with their July 2nd edition, the cover showing President Trump towering over the now iconic image of a sobbing immigrant girl recently separated from her parents. The illustration includes three words, "Welcome to America." They say it is meant to show indifference in the face of human suffering. This just in, PG&E is preparing to pay at least $2.5 billion in damages for the Wine Country wildfires. Earlier this month, a CAL FIRE report traced many of October's deadly Northern California fires to PG&E power lines, more than a dozen. The utility says it expects to be held liable for much of the damage, so it says that it'll record the $2.5 billion charge in the current quarter to cover the expected losses. The total liability could end up being much higher. And jury selection begins today in the case of a Bay Area man who claims that the world's most popular weed killer gave him cancer. 46-year-old Lee Johnson is dying from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma with lesions that cover 80% of his body. He says that the company Monsanto is to blame for not warning the public about Roundup. Lee worked for the Benicia Unified School District as a groundskeeper, regularly using Roundup on the job. He says that he was healthy when he started in 2012. And now he is one of 4,000 people across the country who have filed suit against Monsanto, saying that Roundup gave them cancer.
Monsanto will tell you, they'll stipulate, they have never warned anybody about it. Mr. Johnson made safety decisions based on the label.
There is no science and there is no medicine that supports the plaintiff's position.
It's the vice president of global strategy for Monsanto, who defends the chemical glyphosate, the main chemical in Roundup. The EPA says it likely does not cause cancer, but the state of California says differently, says it is carcinogenic. We have learned that the beloved Bay Area gorilla, Coco, died in her sleep on Tuesday morning. She was 46 years old. Coco was born in the San Francisco Zoo on the 4th of July in 1971. She was an international celebrity known for her ability to communicate with sign language. She started working with Dr. Francine Penny Patterson at Stanford University. That's where the Gorilla Project was formed. Coco became an icon for interspecies communication. In 2001, she became fast friends with another beloved Bay Area figure, Robin Williams. Coco seemed to remember the comedian from a movie as the two made faces at each other. And Coco even tried on Robin's glasses. She kept signing to have him tickle her. The Gorilla Foundation says it will continue to work in her honor through its ongoing projects, including conservation efforts in Africa and the Great Ape Sanctuary on the island of Maui. Let's give you a tour of what it looks like here in the Bay Area this morning. Cloudy start in San Francisco as we take a look from our Salesforce Tower camera looking north. Alcatraz, you can't really see it in this picture because of the clouds and the fog. And a live look in San Jose, looking clear out there, sunny. It's going to be another warm one before we could hit triple digits towards the end of the week. Friday, possibly Saturday, Sunday, in the inland temperatures could be very hot this weekend. And let's take a look at the big board. See how Wall Street is doing. The Dow is down again. It's closed seven straight days in the red. It is down about 195 points right now. Today marks the beginning of summer, and what's a better way to welcome the new season? How about a little bit of yoga to celebrate the occasion? Officers with the Indo-Tibetan Border Police posted this video on social media doing yoga. Pretty cool. Officers practice the sun salutation pose at the icy heights of the Himalayas. And today, we'll have the most sunlight in a day in the Northern Hemisphere. This is pretty cool. The first International Yoga Day was celebrated 3 years ago in New Delhi, India. Namaste. Some incredible new video to show you now. This bear cub found itself trapped in a newly constructed open basement. So the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources jumped into action. They lowered a ladder in, and the cub knew exactly what to do. As you can see, climbing right up and then reuniting with his mother, who was watching nearby. The bear cub making it all the way to the top like a pro. Pretty cool video to show you of the bear cub climbing that ladder in Wisconsin. Nice balance. We've got another update at the top of the hour. You can always listen to us and watch us on your Google Home and Amazon Echo device. Have a wonderful first day of summer.
Fix Now News is sponsored by Philippine Tourism. From the pristine beaches of Palawan, Cebu, or Siargao, to the wonder of the world, Banaue Rice Terraces, the Philippines awaits. Your once-in-a-lifetime experiences are right there in your unused rewards card travel miles. Click and discover the Philippines.